everyone. Welcome back. It is part two of the episode that is titled a song title. I don't remember what it's called. State of Love and Trust. And I love that I trust that you are giving me the right answer here. And also, we had this conversation. So now that we are back from a little bit of a break, we take a bathroom break, or in the HR world now, you know what they're referring to these as? They're referring to them as bio breaks. Got to take a quick bio break.
Oh, interesting and odd.
It is odd, yeah.
Of all the things in the world that need to be fixed, that was not one of them.
Yeah, I don't say bathroom. I feel like the word bathroom is I don't know, I don't like saying that when I'm out somewhere. I'm like, where's the restroom at? Because mm-hmm. I'm going to go take a quick nap while sitting on the toilet is what I'm doing. Yeah, take a quick bio break. But anyways, what's the average cost of a billboard is what we're looking up right now.
It's like so random. There's one says 500 to tens of thousands of dollars per month, 750 a month, 2000 a month, 4000 a month, 250 per month, which would be great if it was 250 per month. That would be ideal. But I feel like, I don't know if that's going to get a lot of traffic.
Well, you know, you never know.
What if we got a billboard in Times Square?
Oh, for 4 minutes.
Oh my gosh. New dream unlocked.
Yeah, we could do it. How profitable is owning a billboard? In some areas, billboards can earn as much as $5,000 and can go as high as $20,000 a month in high traffic areas.
Maybe I should buy a billboard.
Just
buy
one.
And then rent it out to people.
Yes, we should.
Make money.
We should just buy the billboard with our podcast.
Yeah.
And then use the residual income to buy Stanley's.
I don't need a Stanley.
Me either. You know what I do need, though? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Kelsey, what happens now that we're back? What's the thing that we do?
We're going to start with everybody's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland!
We have three people. Was it three? Let me make sure it's three. I think it's three. It's three. Three. One, two, three.
One, two, three. Anesthesiology guy.
Nope.
Fuck. All right. The kid and his parents, all three of them, the whole family.
No. But not no to all of them. Just okay. No to all of them together.
Okay. All right. Dad.
Yes.
Mom.
No.
Fuck the kid.
No.
Okay. Who else was in this episode? Let me look. Oh, fucking Leslie and her husband.
Her husband, yes.
Not Leslie?
Nope.
Who else is in this episode? Is it a random person in the middle of the speech the first time?
No.
Okay, let me look at my notes a little bit more in depth here because this is starting to really piss me off. I'm looking here.
I don't know that you're going to get it.
Hold on. Let me just think through this. There's someone here somewhere that... Is it someone who's in the room while Alex is trying to do the emergency surgery on the kid?
No.
Okay, who is it?
It's the lawyer.
The lawyer! Fucking damn it.
Okay,
I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat a Girl Scout Samoa while...
I hate them so much. I hate coconut.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you hate things that are delicious and beautiful.
I hate coconut. I really am fine with the rest of everything else involved in that cookie. I hate coconut. Anyways, okay. Spencer Garrett plays Jim Walker in one episode of How to Get Away with Murder. He plays Jim Walker in Grey's Anatomy. He is in one episode of How to Get Away with Murder. Corey Mendel Parker plays Brian, Leslie's husband, and he is in one episode of Scandal. And Joshua Wolf Coleman, which is an incredible name, plays the lawyer, and he is in one episode of How to Get Away with Murder and one episode of Private Practice. Also, I am in the fifth season of Private Practice now, so.
I am still where we left off. Yeah. All right. So while I eat the second cookie, you can decide if you want us to start with Leslie or the boy, the child, Grogu.
Or Christina and Owen.
Ooh, let's start there with the spicy hot cross buns.
I will say, I think the first time Owen showed Christina this room, you said that they were going to have sex there. So, congratulations.
You're welcome, everyone.
Many moons ago, you said it.
My predictions always come to fruition.
I hate that. I hate the fact that it's that you got this right, and I hate what you just said.
Wait, hold on. Jessica's upstairs, and she's making banana chocolate chip muffins and protein balls. And she goes, I'm trying a new recipe, so I hope these protein balls are good because I want to eat some. And I said, I got some protein balls you can eat. She reacted the same way as you. Shaking her head. All right, tell us about Owen and Christina.
So Teddy keeps trying to talk to Owen about being drunk and tattling on Christina, and he just keeps blowing her off and like going to Christina. And then hold on, two things. First of all, everyone sit up straight because my posture is terrible. I am sinking into this chair actively and it's uncomfortable.
Well, the problem is that we're not actively sinking into the chair. It's just like we're being sedimentary right now.
Sedentary.
Nope, we're sedimentary, like the rocks. Yes, sedentary. Fucking, I hate my life. We're all being sedimentary. You know what? We're being like rocks. Sedimentary
leap
rocks.
Every year it's an election year. That's a good day for carbon. Okay. Also, I know this is so random, and I'm so sorry. Before we get back into it, we wanted to take a moment to remind everyone to donate blood. Someone close to this podcast had a recent experience with a family member in the hospital and surviving basically exclusively on blood transfusions. So just a reminder that if you save blood, it really does actively, or sorry, if you donate blood, it actively saves people's lives. So if you are eligible and you have the time, please remember to do that. Because it really is helpful to people, and it's a good thing to do. And we are sending love to our listener.
If you're listening,
but that specific one, you know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are. We love you, and hugs.
Sending love to the fam. It's going well. Just so no one be too worried. You know, send out good energy, but it is going. The healing process is positive.
Yeah, I always thought that was like a weird thing to say. Like, don't be too worried. Just worry just enough. You can find your own threshold. Worry enough to where you feel bad about it, but also it's not stressing you out.
Because I'm being so vague. Like, I don't want people to think that someone's like on the deathbed. It is like, it was out of nowhere. Well, not out of nowhere. It was surprising. But I'm not going to give a lot of like personal details, obviously. Yeah, yeah, but it is going wonderfully. It is like all working out best case scenario, but there was a time when there was a lot up in the air. But that is where the blood transfusions were really coming in and saving the little life. So
if
just
you
keep
want
that
this
in mind,
if you want this person's, identity and social security number, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that 5-star button, write us a good review. We still won't give it to you.
But if you want it,
I want to apologize, but I'm not going to. I want to tell you that person's
information. I've come here
but I'm not gonna tell you.
To apologize.
Yes.
But I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, Teddy keeps trying to talk to Owen and he keeps blowing her off like multiple times and just going to Christina and then just like really coming in hot with the horny, horny sex. What is your take on that?
I'm uncomfortable.
Do you think... Sorry, what's making you uncomfortable?
It's too aggressive. Mm-hmm. When even Christina at one point was like, he's being like a caveman, which is like, fine, it's hot. But also, what did she say? She said, it's... where are my notes? My notes and for all this are all over the place. I don't know where. Oh, it. She says hot and vaguely disturbing, but mostly hot is what she says. I just the aggressiveness at which he's jumping into her mouth.
Yeah.
Just feet first is intense.
Maybe it's a Scottish thing.
I don't know.
Well, what do you think is Owen's motivation for behaving that way on the heels of the Teddy thing?
I think he's trying to overcompensate for, he feels guilt about his feelings for Teddy. And I also think that he's still like trying to have this, he's trying to convince Christina that she was dumb to even say that. So there's, I think it's for sure an overcompensation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure if you were thinking like, oh, he's thinking about having sex with Teddy when he's having sex with Christina, which is not what I think. I just wanted to see if like that was your take.
That didn't cross my mind at all. Okay. I
don't think that either.
We'll have to circle to this towards the end, but when he's like, I'm trying to connect with you. Like, yeah, sex is very, it's a connecting thing.
It can be, yeah. But
I don't,
it can also not, be like, yeah.
Not the way he's doing it.
It's very possible to have sex with like a lot of disconnect.
Yeah.
And yeah, especially when it's like hella aggressive like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, they're having a lot of caveman sex. They have sex on the air vent and Christina is wounded.
At first, I didn't realize that it was on her butt and she was limping. And I was like, Hunt so aggressively boned her that he broke her puss.
Oh, God.
I wrote that in my notes to not forget to say it just to make you uncomfortable. Her vagina.
It was like when they broke Mark's wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I also am uncomfy when they show them. I'm all about passion, but like, it just seems like the kissing looks painful. I'm like, let a bitch breathe. Damn.
Yeah. Also the burnt butt thing, I'm just confused about. No sex is so good that you're going to keep having sex after you touch a hot grate.
That, I had a similar thought. I'm like, how did you not know that that was happening as it was happening?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you agree.
Like, I love sex. I am pro sex for everyone.
That was unclear.
If my ass is on fire, I'm gonna stop the sex. I'm shutting it down. Like, not. Yeah, I don't get it. It was very concerning to me.
Hot that whole scene was very hilarious. Funny, this was in the other scene. This was the, hold on, let me pull up the song. This was the other scene where I was like, "What the fuck is that noise?" And it was the music in the background of the scene. Not the scene when they're having vent sex, but the scene when she's going to get Meredith to put
the burn cream
her booty. It is Do 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 by
like
Nellie
poopies?
McKay.
Like Do Do?
Like go do your work.
Oh, like
go
do,
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 do, do your work.
Go do, 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 do your work.
Anyways, I hated it so much. So, good stuff.
For me being a musician, the music, I don't even pay attention to the music in this TV show.
I don't normally. Like, I feel like normally it complements it really well. And I think music complements something really well. It doesn't take away from the scene, it just like helps amplify the emotion, but you don't necessarily think about it. But when it's stuff like this, I'm like, it shouldn't be distracting.
Yeah.
And it also shouldn't be distracting if there's no music. There are times when no music can also amplify what's happening in a scene, but it's all about finding the right balance and the right tone. But I think in these multiple, again, I was like rewinding it and I was like, what the fuck is that noise? Like, is this the world's most obnoxious car alarm?
Like it's the garage men outside taking your garage cans and knocking them around.
It was my garage cans? also known as my garbage cans. Carmen's so sleepy.
Your garbage cans.
My garbage.
The garage cans! Fucking the garage!
Not my garage cans.
There was an old lady who said something. You're like, oh no, my something.
I don't know.
You know what I do think about from time to time? I'll just say delicious, and no one
delicious,
and no one will understand.
Jessica understands.
What happens in Europe stays in Europe, except it doesn't. We talk about it all the time.
That's so true. Okay, so yes, this music was annoying to me. I didn't like it. They're having a lot of sex, lots and lots of steamy, aggressive sex. He's avoiding Teddy. And then Teddy takes Christina off her service. She's like, I have Jackson now. I don't need you. She's like, neat. Will you need me tomorrow? And she's like, I can't, Christina. I just cannot. Which feels unprofessional. Because
this is the first time.
Mm-hmm. I am fine if you have feelings and... I feel like it's valid to have feelings. However, I feel like you have to, if you're going to work there, you have to separate it. It's unfair. It's her career. And it's unfair.
I think in one of the predictions you asked me about last week, you had asked how this is going to affect them. And up until this point, Teddy had compartmentalized pretty well.
Yeah.
This one, she did not.
Agreed.
And granted, I don't think that she just taking someone off your service is the personal thing. It's when Christina had the follow up questions and Teddy was like, I just can't do this with you right now. That's when I'm like, OK,
but then she also spends the entire day complaining to Jackson that he's not Christina.
Right. Which is just like, just go.
You can
go
have
back.
Christina.
Yeah. Just
you
do
are
it.
The only one keeping her from you.
Yeah.
So, she has Jackson on her service. He's like, I arranged the clipboards in numerical order by room, which is like the last way I would think to arrange them.
Right.
But God bless him. He's pretty.
Well, even Teddy was like, oh, man, Christina, she used to do it by priority need.
Which that does make sense. I don't know that that's what I would have done, but that I see why you would do it that way. Just boning. Chris, again, more like of Owen blowing off Teddy. Then they're boning and Teddy finally pages Christina. And Owen's like, ignore it. You're not on her service. And Christina says like, okay. Which... How did
I knew
you
this.
Respond when that happened?
I was so annoyed. I was like, this is the real life surgery versus love argument. This is literally happening in real time. And I was so pissed. I was so mad.
It's very out of character.
I don't like... apparently, I don't have any notes for that, but I remember how I felt. I don't like it. I was upset. It's like you said, it's out of character. It's not cool. And also, Hunt should just not have asked that. Again, no sex is good enough to burn a great mark into your ass. No sex is good enough to blow off. Like if someone was like, you need to take this phone call or you can't play the Super Bowl halftime show. Like I'm taking the call. And also, the way that I was looking at that scene, it didn't look like there was any physical penetration. So he's like, I'm about to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Right.
They're just like getting ready. Yes.
It's not like he was physically inside of her and
he
he's like
want blue balls,
but like, I don't know.
Who cares? I'm not on his side.
Yeah. It's all stupid. It's all stupid. But I was shocked. I was shocked that she actually went through with it.
Christina then finds Teddy afterwards. She's like, I'm really sorry I didn't answer your page. And Teddy's like, no, I needed you. Like, that's fucking bullshit. If I paid you, you need to answer. And Christina's like, yes, you're right. I am sorry. It will not happen again. Like, immediately. And Owen's like, well, hang on now. It was my fault. I let me lie about it. And then Teddy's like, oh, now you want to fucking talk to me. And Christina's like, what is happening? Like, what are you trying to do to me? Which I understand the sentiment, but I don't think that was the best phrasing.
Yeah.
I think something more along the lines of what is going on would be appropriate. So, yeah,
I don't think that Hunt is intentionally doing anything to sabotage her. He's just being needy.
What he is doing, though, is coming in between her and her career,
which is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not thinking about it as her career. He's just thinking about it as Teddy. He has the two very separated. Unfortunately for Christina, they're very intertwined.
Correct. Did we ever say which we would have chosen? Did we say we would have chosen love over the career or the career over love? Did we talk about
no,
that?
No, Carmen. We talked about it. Remember, you were bad at it. As you said that you would pick love, but you would be upset about it. And then you tried to say that I would pick petting a dog over my family.
That's because I'm correct, and I know you very well. And I'm very good at that game. I do remember now this conversation. I did say that the difference is it's the marriage. Pre-marriage, I would have picked the music. Post-marriage,
pre-marriage, like the day before your wedding, you still would have picked music?
Well, yeah, up until the I do's.
You're a bad person.
We've seen weddings in this show...
Oh yeah,
not go through.
This show is the baseline for what we should be doing in our lives.
I'm just saying, how many times we also okay? How many
go
weddings have we seen,
wire, Carmen?
In all, I already have. Oh, I almost just dropped this ball, this physical ball. I almost just dropped the ball, holding a baseball. I don't know where it's from, but I'm holding it. Anyways, so oh shit, fuck. Let's So yeah. I'm on Christina's side.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And I also appreciate that she immediately owns up and apologizes and is like, it won't happen again. So the scene then when Christina goes home and Owen is waiting for her and they're both upset. And this is a lot of back and forth. So I have just the dialogue because I don't want to get anything wrong.
Does Owen live there with her?
No.
He just has a key?
I think he's there a lot, but I don't think he lives there. Just like I think Arizona's there a lot, but she doesn't live there. Okay. So Owen says, I'm trying to understand you. And Christina says, you've been trying to screw me into submission, which is an interesting read. You've been trying to screw me into submission and I let you because sex was so good and your ego was hurt. Why is his ego hurt? Oh, because of what she said. Okay, I got it. I'm back on track. Sorry, I got lost for a second. I was trying to think of something Teddy did to him. I was like, that doesn't make sense. But it's because Christina offered to trade him. And he said, I am
like
trying to understand.
Baseball card.
I am trying to understand you. I am trying to know you. I am trying to love you. And I don't know how. I don't know how because you don't give me anything. Oh, so the vent burn was you branding me like I'm cattle. I'm trying. Damn it. I don't know you. I don't know you because you don't give me anything. Repetitive. I give you everything. Burke. What? Burke. Preston Burke. You were engaged. There was almost a wedding. Why didn't it happen? No, I'm not. We're not doing this. You see, you give me nothing. Maybe I was trying to screw you into submission. Maybe I was trying to connect. I'll try anything. I'll try anything, but you have to give me something back. Well, Burke is irrelevant. Yeah, like I will be in 3 years' time, which was an interesting point. And she said, that's not fair, which is also true. And he says, I'm trying to love you. Why won't you let me? Which I have never noticed before because Burke said the same thing to Christina when he found out that she had kept her other apartment. And he was like, I'm Preston Burke and I love you. What the hell is wrong with you that you won't let me? So I thought that was interesting, like to mirror that in a conversation where they're talking about Burke.
Interesting. I would never have caught that. Is that something
I mean,
you caught?
I literally hadn't caught it until today, like when I watched it today.
Wow.
I wrote, something along the lines of like, which is basically the same thing. Yeah. Burke said the same thing to her. So that's she says, crazy. Burke took something from me. He took little pieces of me, little pieces over time. And I didn't notice. He wanted me to be something I wasn't. And I made myself into what he wanted. One day I was me, Christina Yang. And then suddenly I was lying for him and jeopardizing my career and agreeing to be married and wearing a ring and being a bride until I was standing there in a wedding dress with no eyebrows. And I wasn't Christina Yang anymore. And even then I would have married him. I would have. I lost myself for a long time. And now that I'm finally me again, I can't. I love you. I love you more than I loved Burke. I love you. And that scares the crap out of me because when you asked me to ignore Teddy's page, you took a piece of me and I let you, and that will never happen again. And I love that.
I feel that that is the most perfect way that you can have summed up what happened. It's whether it was on purpose or not, or no, sorry, it was on purpose because he didn't want her to leave, whether it was malicious or not.
Yes.
He asked her to do something that
he asked her to shift her priorities.
Correct. And I'm going to talk to not just the women out there, but the men too. If someone is asking you to change who you are, if someone is trying to create a narrative where they need you to fit into their bubble, don't do it.
Yeah,
be you.
They might not just be the person for you, and that's okay.
Yeah. And we don't really go too much in depth with our personal lives, but like I've been in a relationship where the person that I was with was just very, it was kind of like the same thing. There was little pieces of you all of a sudden are gone. And it's not a good feeling, especially when you look back and you think about the relationships that you almost lose through that. Mm-hmm. It's not a good feeling. And it's whether it's a controlling guy or in my case, a controlling girl. And it's not fun, but recognize that and allow yourself to learn from it. And that's what I like about Christina in this moment is she took that time from Burke and learned from it. And she immediately recognized it. And she's putting her foot down. She said, never again, dude. I love you so much, but like never again.
She's communicating it to him. She's being very clear. You know, and again, to your point, like, yes, it may or may not have been his intent to like make that. And when we say like changing you, like when you find the right person, you will be changed for the better. Like, I think the right person will bring out the best version of you and you will bring out the best version of them. Yeah. So I don't, but like, if your significant other is like, just so you know, I love you, but I do need you to be a completely different person, then probably they don't love you. They love the version of you they need you to be, which is not you, if that makes sense. Obviously, there's nuance in every relationship, but just keep that in mind. Again, both ways it goes to anybody in any relationship. Yeah. It's fun to be an adult.
Yeah.
Adult relationships are fun.
There is one thing I want to call out about that end scene that is encouraging to me is that they were holding hands at the end of the scene.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think there's pushback from him. I think he just hears her and he's like, yes, that's what I was doing and I won't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And like to the point where she's like, oh, I was doing it because your ego was hurt. Like, but I'm like, she's doing it. Yes. Yeah, she feels responsible because she's the one that hurt him. So that's another reason that she's doing it. But just because you hurt someone accidentally or intentionally doesn't mean that they just get to hurt you back to make it even.
Right. It's true.
Not everything has to be a one for one and not everything needs to be a scorecard. So.
Correct.
So
a couple of other
and Christina of it.
I do have a couple of little teeny tiny quotes on this. Very funny. So when they're talking about the hot cross buns thing, bringing it back to that, when Lexi is starting to say like, I used to have good sex injuries with Mark. Mark was good at giving me the injuries. And then she starts crying. And then Christina goes, please don't cry on my ass. Please.
If I had a nickel.
If I had a nickel, that's why I have one. I have a nickel. I have people crying on my ass all the time. So anyways, that was just a couple of funny little like that scene was just very comedic. And Alex and Lexi are having a chance to just see her naked booty.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a quick breakity break for a word from our sponsors, and then we will talk about the medicine of the episode. One of the best things about finishing a great book is knowing that you have another one ready to go in your to-be-read pile. With Book of the Month, you can make sure that your to-be-read pile stays stocked and ready to go. Each month, you can use the app to select from 5 to 7 titles vetted and curated by the team at Book of the Month, focusing specifically on debut authors and early releases. If you can't choose just one, you can always upgrade and add more from your selection. And if that TBR pile starts to get a little too tall, you can skip as many months as you need to give yourself a little extra time to catch up on what you have. Personally, I am a huge fan of suspense and psychological thrillers, so I was very excited to see multiple books on the selection list for May that fit that description. I selected 2 different titles, both of which are set in Washington State, just like our favorite show, Grey's Anatomy. I thoroughly enjoyed The Return of Ellie Black, the first thriller novel from Amiko Jean, and have Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch ready to read on my road trip next week. Right now, you can sign up for Book of the Month and use code PETALS to get your first book for only $5. That's code PETALS, P-E-T-A-L-S, to get your first book for only $5. Watch out for that blue box at your door and get your TBR pile stocked and ready. And we are back. My neck is really messed up, so that's why I'm stretching a lot.
My back and shoulders are messed up. I gotta see a chiropractor.
Well, my neck is messed up, and I went to my aunt, who's a physical therapist, and she was like, well, you definitely need to work on your posture, which she was right, because I've been sitting up straighter, and the part of my neck that hurts less when I do that, but then the part of my back that doesn't normally sit right is like, this isn't how we sit, you idiot. Hunchback over.
Yeah.
So it's just an ongoing fun thing of... Anyways, sit up straight, everybody. It's for your own good.
Yeah. So home stretch, we got 2 patients to talk about. We've already talked a little bit about Leslie because it was very intertwined with Derek's first day. So let's kind of start with that.
Okay. Leslie is there for some kind of bowel surgery. I don't freaking know. Bailey and Meredith are doing it.
With the anesthesiologist, she wakes up.
Bailey panics, which is reasonable. Like, honestly, I understand where Leslie is coming from. I can only imagine the terror. But I also understand where Bailey's coming from. Like, yeah, maybe she yelled. But, like, she wasn't just standing there going, She was yelling, like, where? What's happening? Like, what's going on? Get her back. Just, like, she was yelling in a productive manner, if that makes sense. But anyways, it's
also she wasn't saying, oh, you stupid fucker, you're fucking dying on me, you stupid. What the you're tachycardic. Like, no, she was screaming. And we get to, you know, she talked about how she was screaming out of being scared. But like your first instinct isn't, I wonder if the patient's waking up.
Yeah, because that, you know, isn't supposed to happen. So it normally doesn't. So, yeah, it's. I see both sides. Is what I mean to say. The anesthesiologist, obviously they're kind of, him and Bailey are blaming each other, like back and forth, like, oh, this was obviously your fault. Oh, she's like, oh, we think we can trust the gas man.
The gas man.
And you're like, sorry, you had a fucking to transfer here from Mercy West. And now you got a shit parking spot, but you need to do your damn job and lift up your buckets of money. which I will say, I do like someone who can kind of give it back to Bailey in a way that is just right. He doesn't go too far with it. Just right. When he's like, later on when they're in surgery, he's like, I hate sitting. It's hard on my back. Makes it hard to lift my buckets of money.
Yeah. And what did he say? He said, I'm not reading Architecture Digest. I'm reading
like the Journal of anesthesiologist or something.
There was one point though where very early on in that scene she starts to walk away, he kind of like puts his hand on her and she's like, she looks at him and she looks him up and down like, who the fuck do you think you are?
This man is not touching me.
And I, even my, in my head, I was like, oh no, no one touches Bailey. Yeah,
get your hand off of Miranda.
Get your hand off of her. So anyways, continue. Yeah. I like that they had some good banter. That's why I think they're going to bone.
So, she, well, he immediately is like, we need to run these tests so we can figure out why this happened. And she's like, no, we don't. She's going to sue us. That's all we need to do is get sued. And I'm like, all right, well, I understand you're upset, but like, he's probably not wrong. You should maybe run some tests.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, they end up doing the tests, and finding out, you know, she metabolizes the anesthesia way faster than she's meant to. So they didn't know, but now that they know how to adjust for the next surgery. And Bailey's upset, you know, cause she doesn't want her to do, she's like, she won't let me touch her. I'm really good with patients. Like, it's not that big a deal. I yell when I'm mad and then I yell more when I'm done being stressed out or whatever. And I will say, to your point, he says, is that an apology? And she says, it's as close as you're going to get. So at least she acknowledges that she's not apologizing.
But which, I agree, I mean, respect.
She also is not apologizing.
She should. She should be apologizing.
I think she probably apologized to the patient. If Leslie, like, agreed to see her, I think she probably would have. Like when Derek did.
Yeah, that's fair. I would give her that benefit of the doubt, too.
Leslie is very upset, and she's like, Meredith, you can do it. Which, personally, I would be like, can I just have, like, new doctors? Everyone new. Fresh all around, please. But she says Meredith can do it. So Meredith is going to do it, and Bailey's going to walk her through it. Although before the surgery, Bailey says, like, or Meredith tells Bailey, you could do it, and like, she would never know. And Bailey's like, no, she said she doesn't want me to touch her. I'm going to respect that. Like, I'm not going to touch her, which I think is very Miranda Bailey. Like, she's,
it's
very,
not out of character at all. Yeah.
Yeah. She's just very, like, stoic, and she's very right and wrong, and she knows what's what. And so she helps me. Oh, and Meredith is nervous. But Miranda says, like, I wouldn't let you do it if I didn't think you could. Which is nice. Well, and then she also is like, oh, if the chief was mentoring you, I can mentor you too. And Meredith's like, well, he wasn't mentoring me because I'm talented. He was mentoring me because he was trying to hide that he was drunk.
Which she does not say, but she does. No, we, she, the viewer, but understand. That's what it means. Yes. Also,
and sorry, go ahead.
Just with that point too. I don't remember what I was saying with, this is, Meredith also has doubt because this is coming off the heels of last episode. Bailey was like, hey, Meredith, just so you know, you're shit and you're not ready to do this procedure. Okay,
she didn't say that. She said, I don't think you're ready for this procedure.
I was paraphrasing.
Yeah, which they go out of their way to say multiple times that that specific procedure was a big deal.
And anyway, yeah, Whipple.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But the specific vein dissection that he was going to have her do was a fifth year procedure, which she's like a third year at this point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I agree when Miranda's like, the last person he mentored was me. Are you saying I don't have talent? I love her so much. They do the surgery. It goes really well. Meredith does everything. It's fine. Leslie does not wake up. Thank God. Can you imagine if she woken up again? Like,
or they were like, hey, just wanted to test. Is this mic still on? All right, put her back under, buddy.
So everything goes well. And then they just decide to, that's when Derek goes in to apologize. So Leslie's going to be fine, guys.
She's going to make it.
We are led to believe they won't sue.
Remember that time that Addison got sued and Alex like pointed the guy nothing. In the right direction? Then nothing came of it at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the tea. At this point, I would sue because I want money. I'm so sorry. Times be hard, guys.
Yeah. Or I would say like, hey, I'll sign an NDA, but like, I need at least a cool 2-3 million.
You're going to need to grease my palm.
Yeah.
What can you do? What can you do for me?
And also, this medical bill will not exist.
Yeah, I will not be billed for this.
Forever. For life.
Lifetime. Like a hospital gift card, please.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Got the bill for Scarlett's emergency room. So fun. Although, actually, they did bill it without insurance, so it won't actually be that bad. So, once they put the insurance on it. Which was annoying because someone came in while we were there and took the insurance card and all of our information. And then they emailed me and they're like, we have no insurance for you. And I was like, great.
Well, that sounds like a mess up on your part. I'm going to sue.
We did give it to you, but okay. Neat. Anyways.
I've got scratches on my arms and I don't know where they came from.
Phasma?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyways.
Leslie's fine. Let's talk about Brad.
Brad, that's his name. I keep forgetting his name.
His dad sucks.
Yeah, piece of fucking butt.
Like, I'm like, did you want to have this child? Because you're a dick. You're very annoyed at the fact that you have to parent.
I get being pissed off about spending money, but it's your kid. I would just be like, hey, let's talk numbers, doc. Let's talk what's the insurance cost on this? Just got to know worst case scenario. $50,000. Okay. Hey, Brad, just real quick. Are you being honest? Okay. Because this is your college fund that could go away right now. Okay.
Well, but you don't want to do that because what if he is being honest, but then he feels guilty?
Well, then that is a lesson in mental fortitude.
Well, he won't learn it because he's dead.
He will learn it in heaven.
He won't. You don't learn things in heaven because you just know everything.
The Good Place. Did you ever watch that show?
Oh my God, so good.
So good. Spoiler alert. Talk about one of the greatest plot twists of all time.
The first season?
Yeah.
Yeah. So true. Okay. Anyways. Brad's dad sucks.
Brad dad.
Brad dad.
He thinks this kid's faking it.
Yeah. And Alex is like, kids don't want to be like the loser who's gone from school all the time, which I'm like,
they don't want to go to school. I mean, yes, I was that. Yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to not go to school because then you get to not go to school.
Right. I had terrible migraines in high school and I didn't give a fuck if I missed class. If I was like, if I woke up and I was like having a migraine, I'm like, I don't peace out.
Yeah. Anyways, so he's like, we have to do, I think it might be this, but it won't show up on the scan. So we're going to have to do this exploratory surgery, which like obviously the dad is not going to go for because he sucks. And then Arizona is like, you know what? One of the things about peds is your patients cannot advocate for themselves. So you have to, part of it is advocating for them. So how are you going to like explain to his parents that this is what needs to be done? Which also like, yes, this dad sucks. This mother like does like at no point is she arguing with this man.
Never. She never says what's the dad's name? What's his character's name?
Jim, I think.
Jim. At no point does she say, Jim, cool your fucking jets, bro.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I love about Jessica. If I was in the hospital and our kid was there and I was starting to get riled up, Jessica would be like, Carmen,
shut up.
What? Take a walk. Okay.
This is
take
not a walk right now.
Hamilton, take a walk.
Hamilton's so good. So yeah, they do the exploratory surgery and they don't find what they think they're going to find. And they're like, oh crap, that's not. Like the dad's going to hate that. And then there are complications. And so they have to put the kid in ICU and give him a chest tube. So then the dad is really mad about that.
And especially because Arizona's like, he's doing fine. And the dad's like, you call this fine?
Good stuff.
Also, if a doctor tells you to leave the room, you leave the room.
Way that never happens.
Oh my gosh. You got to get out of here. Oh, like hell I am. Well, shut up,
like,
Jim.
They kick him out and he's like, I'm going to stay. And then he's like, get away from my kid. Your child is. Do you not see the blood pouring out of him? They have to be near him to make that stop. Like, yeah. What do you mean? Get away from my kid.
Yeah. It is funny because Reed's sitting there like, hey, Alex.
Yeah, she needs to speak up more.
Yeah. 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 And then this whole Alex's hand is just inside this kid's body.
Yeah. So they page cardio because I think they're saying it's an aortic dissection.
Yeah.
For whatever reason was presenting as abdominal pain, which is like, great. Can't wait. Now, every time I have a stomach ache, I'm going to be like, my aorta. It's that damn aorta again. Always dissecting.
Why aorta?
That was, guys, he was trying to do why aorta, just so you all know.
YouTube's gonna get it. YouTube's gonna understand the joke.
Why aorta? That time was better. Anyways.
It's like Popeye.
So they page Teddy. That's when Teddy pages Christina finally. And she keeps being like, where's Christina? Where's Christina? And Jackson's like, for the love of God, will you please let me do my job? And she's like, fine, I guess I'll let you do your job. And so he helps her. Brad is okay. Finally. And then Alex takes it too far and like shames the dad. And he's like, fuck you. I was right. You could have killed your kid. And Arizona's like, okay, well, now we've gone too far. Let's reel it back in.
Yeah.
She's like, there is a difference between advocating for your patient and like shaming people who are in the worst moment of their life.
Yeah.
Which is true. But I do want to give Alex credit to the way he convinced them that he needed to do the surgery when he was like, you know what? You might be right, but how sure are you? Because if this happens at home, he will die.
So. Yeah. Also, the concept of exploratory surgery is wild because it's at worst, it's basically saying, all right, we opened you up and we've confirmed that this is not the situation and we still don't have an answer. Like how many unresolved exploratory surgeries did they do in house where they're like, all right, rule out 100 of these things now.
And it's not lupus.
It's not lupus.
Had exploratory surgery.
Really?
Yes. It is the only way to diagnose endometriosis.
Oh, that's right.
But I do have it. So it started as exploratory and then they did a whole mess of shit while they were in there because they found a whole mess of shit. So it would be better if they could just like, I'm sure people are working on it, but there are several things, unfortunately, that you just cannot diagnose without being in the body and seeing, laying eyes on it. Unfortunately.
Laying eyes. Yeah. So when Alex is like, hey, how much school is your kid going to miss
when he's dead?
Yeah. Which I'm like, dang, Alex, cold blooded, but like also be careful, buddy. Like, you're teetering on being a bit too aggressive.
However.
Yeah. At what cost, Alex? At what cost? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he goes and apologizes to the family. But before that, when they're actually inside of him, and Arizona's like, oh, yeah, it's going to suck when you got to break the news to this family that we found nothing. And he's like, why me? And she's like, well, you bullied them into it. You got to go tell them. You
got to own up, bitch.
Time to pay the piper. So...
Yeah, I like Arizona.
She teaches in a really dope way.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like Alex is kind of like a fun student, though, because he's good, but you could tell he cares. You just have to be patient enough to get through the exterior, the hard exterior.
Yeah, he has to be like cocky about it the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, the moment when she's like, you saved that kid's life today. How does it feel? And he says, it feels great, which we love a moment of sincerity from Alex Karev because we don't get a lot of them. And when we do, they really hit. So also Jackson at the beginning being like, you're the best babysitter. Jackson, fuck off.
Yeah. She says, what does she say? Don't let the roller skates fool you. We're hardcore.
Pete's is hardcore.
And he's like, yes, ma'am. Yeah. Okay. I always forget that she has fucking Heelys. I love it.
Good times.
I need Heelys for myself. I'm going to buy some Heelys right now.
I saw a video on Instagram the other day of a couple who got married and their last name was going to be like, well, his last name obviously already was Healy. But since it was going to be her last name for the reception for their entrance, they changed into custom Heelys that they had made to like match their wedding outfits. And so they rolled into their introduction as like the new Heelys.
Everyone welcome the Heelys.
Yeah. And so then they just like, pew! It's pretty that's cool. Dope. I was like, that's awesome. Did you ever have Heelys?
No, my family was poor.
Same. And also I have horrible coordination. I am certain I would have broken a bone.
Luckily now you got your coordination skills all improved.
Nice. Not physically, but thank you. And so, yes. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. We like Arizona. More of the story. Was there anything else with Brad and Alex?
Let's see. Surgery, leave the room. Yeah, doctor, when it tells us to leave, you fucking do it. I did think it was every time I see someone have to straddle the human on the cart to go into the OR
while it's getting pushed and they're like resuscitating them.
Yeah. It's just always so intense. I will never get used to that. That and when they physically transfer a person from the gurney to the table
the
and it just
operating table.
It just slams their body. I'm like, there has to be a better way, guys. Like,
there's got to be a better way.
I just don't understand. So those are just a couple of things that stand out to me. Always our thoughts. I like that Jackson was advocating for himself. He's like, dude, I understand you want to put in Christina. I'm right here, though.
Yeah.
Like,
just give me a chance, please.
Reed that was like, oh my god, she's waiting for Christina, because Teddy's just sitting there doing nothing in that moment.
Yeah, probably. But also I forgot what I was gonna say. As soon as I started to say it, it was gone out of my brain. Fun.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else about Jackson or
no?
Charlie was there for a minute this episode, right? Yeah, they were all there at the beginning because Alex was like, he's going to fire all of you because he hates the merger.
Yeah, and I'm his roommate, so I'm safe.
We do need to
touch on... So are Lexi and him sharing a room?
Lexi and Mark.
Yeah.
And we need to touch on Callie as well.
And the threesome that happens in this episode.
So... Lexi tries to talk to Mark and like ask how everything's going, and he fully doesn't acknowledge that she exists, which is petty.
The actual silent treatment, like actually.
Like doesn't even look at her.
No.
Treatment. And which is dumb. And so she's not into that, as she should not be. Mm-hmm. And then she goes to Callie to bitch about it. And Callie's like, stop messing up my stuff. And then also tells her that Mark slept with Addison more than once.
Cat was out of the bag on that one.
So that was, she did not mean to, but she spoiled the surprise on that one. And then Lexi's pretty pissed about that.
For good reason.
Yeah.
Mark's being a dick.
Yeah. And then Callie goes to talk to Mark and is like, listen, Lexi's making good points. And Mark's like, no. She's not making any good point. She just hurts my feelings.
You're my friend.
Made
you're
me
not allowed
wreck
to.
My skin graft. I'm not immature.
That actually was so funny. He's like, I'm
really
not
funny.
Being mature. You're being immature, and you made me break my own toy.
Like, yeah.
Take some accountability, funny. Mark. You broke your own toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the high roading thing. What does she say? She says it's hypocritical, sexist, and immature.
Yes.
Which it all was. It also, I'm glad that she said it because it is a sexist thing when it's okay for the guy to have sex
with
someone.
Have sex with someone else.
But the girl can't.
Yeah. But he's just trying to be like, oh, well, she dumped me, so she's not allowed to have sex with anyone. Like, what are you talking about? How is that the rule?
Also, it doesn't matter. I've broken up with people and I've been sad about doing it. No one yearns to break someone's heart, dude.
In this situation, absolutely not. But there are times when people are like, thank God we broke up.
Well, yeah.
And that's okay. It's okay. If you need permission, you have our permission break up with your significant other. If they suck and you don't like them and they don't like you, it is okay to break up with them. Okay.
Also, just break up with someone before cheating on them. Don't cheat. Just break up with them and then have sex with the person. Okay.
Anything else about... Oh, and then at the end in the elevator when Lexi was crying, that was so sad. That made me feel sad.
Because Mark finally realized, I'm the problem, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
When Lexi was... Who is she talking to that... I think it was to Callie when she goes, he's best friends with my sister's Post-it husband.
Yes, I knew you would notice the Post-it husband reference.
Yes. I love that everyone else is just as annoyed as I am that they're Post-it married. So when they get in the elevator, she starts crying. I was really hoping that he would have kissed her, is what I was hoping for.
Or at least acknowledged the comforted her in some way.
Yeah. I don't want them to be broken up. I think because when Mark was in that scene with Callie, he's like, I wanted to raise Sloan with a girl who's the same age as her. That's a big step for me. And I'm like,
it's also a big step for Lexi. And she didn't want to take it. And that's fine.
Yeah. So yes, I think we can acknowledge that Mark grew in a maturity standpoint. We also can acknowledge that he took a couple steps back with how he's treating Lexi. And I don't want to see them broken up. I would like to see them back together. I don't think it'll happen, but I wish it would.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's all the thoughts I got. Arizona's the dopest. Arizona. And then the end scene when Mark and their Callie.
Oh, yes.
She's like, hey, you feel better now? Do you feel better?
Did you think they had sex for a moment?
No. She wouldn't have cheated on Arizona. I didn't think that at all. But I didn't expect...
How the turntables.
Yeah. And then when he's just sitting there laying... And they're under the covers, like, going to sleep, and he's, like, totally over the covers and all his... All regular clothes.
Fully day clothes.
Yeah, and Arizona's like,
I don't know that I like this. This might not be for me, guys. And Kelly just, like, takes her hand, and I'm like, well... Welcome
That's
to weird.
Too funny. Yeah.
Let's rate it.
All right. You want me to go first?
Yes.
This episode is a 4.4.
This episode for me is a 4.1.
I really like. We're getting into some like meat and potatoes of the Hunt Christina relationship. The coup has finally happened, the quote unquote coup. And I'm cool with that. You know, I'm glad that we're moving forward. Derek's story. I like Derek still. So I like that he's getting some interesting things and some growth in his character because he needs it. And I'm making a prediction on how Patrick Dempsey leaves the show.
Okay.
Either he dies or
he lives
to tell the tale. I think that when Weber is ready to come back, he's going to be like, I didn't realize how much I wanted to be chief of surgery. I'm going to take a job as chief of surgery somewhere else. And that's how he leaves because Weber's going to come back. I think I'm also pretty
thinking Meredith.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's going to say
that post-it right up.
He's going to say it's just a post-it. It's not even like a real marriage is what he's going to say.
Ouch.
Yeah. That's my prediction.
Okay. And then
a good episode. Sorry. Why did you rate it as a 4.1? Sorry. I skipped over that.
It's a good episode. A lot of stuff happens. Really good meaty scenes with some of our faves like Bailey and, you know, we get a new guy. The anesthesiologist, he's funny. We love a good back and forth. Someone who can keep up with Bailey. We love it. We love to see it. Jackson was there. He's Very, very pretty. He did. I like that he stood up for himself, even though he was being mean to Alex at the beginning. I like the Alex succeeding in Pete's storyline. He needs a win. You know, Izzy sucks, so Alex could use a win. The positive progress at the end for Christina and Owen, even though like the scene is like very heavy and very like emotionally draining, it bodes well for them. So we're glad to see that. Teddy sucks. She's pissing me off. You know, happy to see the Richard plot moving forward, because it's kind of been stagnant for a little while. So it was time to progress on whatever it is, you know, with that. So glad that finally happened. Yeah.
I forgot to tell you, I had a dream about Teddy's character.
Mm-hmm.
That Teddy was a mom inside my store with two kids, and she was shopping for her kids, and I was helping her. And I was like, do I know you from somewhere?
Like, that was Teddy it. Or like the actress?
The actress who plays Teddy.
I do think she has kids.
I don't know anything about this person, but yeah, it's just so weird. Tiring. It's weird.
Okay. Any predictions for Owen and Christina?
I'm predicting that as things have moved on, we haven't really seen, well, no, because last episode Jackson kind of was like making eyes at Christina. I still think that Jackson likes Christina. I don't know that I'm ready to move on from that kind of, it's just sitting there. It's sitting in my gut, but I kind of want to predict that I think Christina and Owen are going to get married. I think that their end game for each other.
When do you think they'll get married?
Until Owen dies.
Until the end game.
Until the snap and 50% of Owen and Christina are eliminated and Owen's the one who turns to dust. By the season 7 finale is going to be their marriage, their wedding.
Okay.
We get a whole nother season with them. Yeah. Okay. That's my prediction.
So what about Teddy? What's going on there?
I don't know. I think that she's going to move on. I think that she's going to have sex with someone here. I think maybe her and Weber could get together. Maybe her and Adele
when he's in rehab.
When he's in rehab, yeah. Real talk. I could see her and Jackson hooking up.
Okay.
And that helps take her mind off of Owen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cali and Arizona.
I don't have an exact prediction. If they don't get married, here's my bold prediction.
Okay.
Arizona outlasts Cali on the show.
Okay.
That's my crazy prediction.
You don't have anything else to say. You just are saying that.
If they don't end up together and move mm-hmm. away together to leave at the show at the same time, they're going to break up and Arizona is going to stay on the show longer than Cali is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my prediction. I don't know what that entails. It's hard right now because I feel like we're in such like a development stage of the show right now. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, again, I don't know what it's setting up, but it does kind of have that feel of setting things up.
Yeah.
But my bold prediction is that the show has Arizona longer than it has Cali.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Weber. You did say he was going to come back. Anything else?
How many episodes are in season 6?
24.
The last scene of season six is Weber walking in and going, "I'm back, bitches."
I knew you were going to say bitches.
The season six finale will end with Weber. With Weber.
Weber? With Weber?
Weber!
Dr. Weber!
Dr. Richard Weber performing a Weppel surgery. Weber's Weppel.
Okay.
Okay. Weber comes back. That's the cliffhanger for season
Mark
six.
Mark and Lexi.
I want them to be together so much. I want them to be together. I hope that we're done with Sloane. I hope that Sloane doesn't come back. But she's going to come back next episode for some reason.
Maybe to have the baby. Did you forget about the pregnancy?
I did. I forgot that she's back in LA. She's staying in LA.
No, she's back. She's back in Seattle.
Is she? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, she'll be around next episode. Just to pop in, say hi.
Fuck up some shit. Yeah. Be annoying as fuck.
Yeah, and then run away. Wobble away, depending on how pregnant she is.
Yeah, okay. Alex and anybody?
Yeah, I'm going to be the Alex and Reed stan. I want to see them at least have sex one time, but Olivia walks in on them while having sex.
Oh my God, you and Olivia.
I just don't understand why she had to get kicked off the show.
Let it go.
Oh, you know, no. Hold on. Alex is going to have sex with April to welcome her back.
Welcome back. Here is my wiener.
It works for me all the time.
Oh, good God. I think that might, I don't know if I have any other predictions to ask about. That's probably it.
Yeah. I think that's all I got.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Please continue to share us with all your friends, share us on social media, share us when anybody is like, what podcast do you guys listen to? Just tell them to listen to this one.
Yes.
And when they say, well, I've never watched Grey's Anatomy, you can be like, perfect.
Me either.
Because neither has Carmen. Perfect show for you. Oh, you love Grey's Anatomy? Perfect show for you. Oh, you've never watched Grey's Anatomy? Perfect show for you. Amazing. All the demographics. So just pretend, continue to share us and tell all the people in the whole world that you have ever seen about us. And if you see Carmen walking down the street,
just remember, yes to selfies, yes to coffee, no to spoilies. No spoiling the show. We appreciate you all. Head to that Patreon link and get that Discord access. Join the fun. We appreciate you all. We will see you all in the next one.